We are learning Mesechtas Bava Basra Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the new Mishnah on Daf on top of Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Look the Mishnah. Halakeach Peirois Shoivach Mechaveroi. The halach is if you are buying the peiros of the shoivach. This is the dove coat. There's doves. You're buying these birds, and you're not buying the shoivach itself. You're just buying the birds, and it's avoiding the Rashbam. You're not buying the dove that's there right now also. You're just buying the offspring of the dove that's there right now. So the Rashbam explains that the Metzias is that these doves give birth to two little doves, a Zohar and a Keva, every month. It starts after 2 months, and every month, every year, there's like 11 pairs of these born every year, besides the Chodesh Adar. So the halacha is that when I buy the peiros shoivach mechaveroi, mafriach brecha reshoina, which means the lekeach sends away the brecha reshoina. Who does he send it to? He leaves it by the meicher. And the reason is the Gemara is going to say is because the mother and its mate need company. They need company. If not, they're not going to stay here. And for the owner, he owns the mother bird here because he didn't sell. He only sold the peiros. Now, if the first group of offspring leave, so then the mother will be left by herself, and she's going to leave also. And therefore, as the hefzer of the meicher, we leave the meicher with the first group, with the first pair of offspring. So that mifriach brecha means that the lekech sends it away, leaves it by the meicher, the first brecha. And I'm going to ask me, hey, the heck are you buy peiros? It's davish loy baloylam. So on that, the rishonim really talk about it, the Rambam, the Ravid. And they say that here it was a case. The pasuk teretz is the other tutsim. The pasuk teretz is here. He made a kinyan in the shoivach for the peiros, and therefore it's not a dava shaloi b'loilam because he made a kinyan here in this shoivach for the peiros, for the offspring. So what does that have to do with anything here? It comes back to the shayvach. They always come back to home if there's someone else there. But if there's no one there, they're not coming back home, and then they leave and go somewhere else and give offspring to a different person. They want this mother shayvach to be here in order to have offspring. So that's the halacha by peiros shayvach. Peiros kaveres. That's if you're buying bees from a honeycomb. You're buying bees. So halacha is the lekeach is noitel gimel nechilim. The lekeach takes the first three groups of bees. Again, here the Rashbam explains that the metzias was that every ten days, in the beginning of a certain zman of the year, let's say the zman of kayetz, in the beginning of summer, every 10 days, there's a new nechilim, a new swarm of bees are born. And he says a lot of them only have three swarms, but others have more. He says that in other countries, they have 9 or 10, they have a lot of 7 or 8, he says, in Malchus Yavon, Yesh oisin ad zayin v'ches pa'amim in Malchus Yavon, in Malchus Zu, Ruben oisin gimel pa'amim, 3 times 3 swarms, and the third swarm already is a shvacha, a weak swarm of bees. But the first three swarms of bees go to the lekeach, and afterwards umesaris. And we'll see what that word means. Umesaris. Pasuk pshat would mean is then the meicher has a right to mesaris the bees that they shouldn't. Mesaris means to sterilize the bees. They're not going to have more offspring, and now they'll be busy making honey for the owner. That's the second thing that was sold. The first thing was talking about peiros shayvach. Second thing was peiros kaveres. The third part of the Mishnah is chalos devash. He's selling the honeycombs. So maniach beis chalos. Leave 2 of these wafers in the honeycomb for yourself. We'll see why. And zeisim lokutz maniach shtei grufiyos. And when it comes to buying branches from an olive tree, you leave 2 branches on the tree in order that it could be regenerate itself. That's why when you buy, you're buying this wood for yourself, it's good wood, the wood from an olive tree is very good wood, and you're buying it from the meicher, you leave the meicher 2 branches in order that his tree can regenerate itself. So that is the halacha of our Mishnah. The first Gemara, we'll talk about the first line in our Mishnah. The first line of Mishnah says that if you buy peiros shayvach, you buy doves, the offspring of the dove, you're buying the next 3 years of offspring, you leave the first offspring, you leave it by the mother, because it needs company. So look the Gemara about Tanya with the Braisa, Brecha Rishoyna Vishniya, that you get the first and second pair of doves go to the Meicher. So Chayr Tastira, Amish says only Brecha Rishoyna. Here the Braisa says Brecha Rishoyna Vishniya, Omar Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana answers like Kasha, it's not Shver. Hala, Hala Ima. So the Rashbam here already acknowledges that the other Pshatim and the Rishoyna Pshat, we're going to go with the Rashbam's Pshat. The Rashbam answers like this, Hala, Vahala Ima. That the ima needs company, so the first babies that are born, first offspring that are born, go and stay with the mother. Now, that offspring belongs to the meicher also. If that offspring doesn't have its offspring, it's also going to run away. So the first offspring goes to the meicher also. That's what it means. Grandchildren. Huh?
Grandchildren.
The grandchildren, exactly. The grandchildren go also to the meicher. Ha. Hala hala ima. What does Rishoyna of a Shnia mean? The Rashbam explains, Hala means the Shnia is for the first offspring. Hala ima, and the Rishoyna is for the mother's offspring. So that's why there's three generations. Now, the Gemara, the Kasha, why do you need another generation? Maishta ima, the mitzvavsa abarta va'azuga, the mother has its mate and it has its daughter, it has its son, its children, its offspring. That's enough, right? Because you need like two groups of company, your mate and you need the children. So mashna ima the mitzvavsa abarta va'azuga the shafkin la inami, the child also. Namin tisasa ima bazuga has its mate and it has its mother. What does it need a grandchild that has its mother? The shavkin in law. So lechayro, why is that enough? Why is that not enough? What's going on? What's the problem? And for the Gemara, ima abarta mistafsa. The mother likes the children's company. Barta ima la mistafsa. But the child does not like the mother's, doesn't enjoy the mother's company, and it's going to run away, and then the mother's going to run away. Okay, they're going to run away. It's not enough. So it needs its own children. I can ask me. It's Eilon Dava Saif, because now you should need the offspring, needs the next offspring. The grandchild needs the great-grandchild also. It's not Masma like that. Only Masma you get two. And for the Rashbam, once it's a Chabur already, so then even though it's the older generation, it's enough. It's only when it's just the mother and the child, that won't be enough for the child, the mother. But when it's a Chabur, so I read the Rashbam, it says, it's Tiferai in the Rashbam here, it says, Kivin de Gimel Chaburus, since there's three groups, Afilu b'nei brecha reshoina loy arki. Even the children, the offspring of the first offspring, loy arki, will not run away. The metzdafsa ima ve'imam. It has company from its mother and its grandmother. Ve'ein l'niach lehem banam aslavus. You don't need that. So that's what it means in our Gemara. So it comes that the Braisa is not arguing on the Mishnah. It's explaining the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is only talking about brecha reshoina. Our Braisa is adding on, you need more. You also need the grandchildren. And why need the grandchildren? Why can't the mother just enjoy its mother? Terry says it doesn't enjoy its mother. You need children for that. The grandchildren, why maybe another child? No, when it's already a group, that's enough. That is Pshat, where Rashbam learns the Gemara to explain what's Pshat in the Braisa, which is adding on to the Mishnah. Any questions? Yeah. So, Zokta Gemara Vaita. It said in the Mishnah that Peiros Kaveres Neutel Gimel Lechilim Umasaris. So when you buy bees, so you get the first three swarms of bees, and then umesaris. Now, what am I umesarisum? So the Gemara first in Nam's on, what does umesaris mean? Umesaris means that you sterilize the bees. And really the Gemara's kash is, a few later, Elos and Moshe Horowitz learns, the Gemara's kash is, how you like to do that? We know there's an issus to sterilize an animal. So here, how you like to sterilize the bees, stop them from reproducing, it's also to do that. You don't do it directly. You allow them, you put chardel there, you feed them chardel. And you feed them chardel, they're very thirsty. The chardel doesn't sterilize them, doesn't massage them. They eat chardel, they need a drink very badly, they don't have drinks. So they eat their own dvash. And since they eat their own dvash, they're busy reproducing more dvash and eating their own dvash. They're busy with honey, and therefore they're both of them pre-rivia, like it says. It says in the Rashbam, since they're busy eating and getting full from the dvash, but hails pre-rivia. Obviously, they make more dvash than they eat. They eat a very small amount of dvash, And therefore they make a lot of dvash, and that's the way of making sure that no more swarms of bees will be born, and therefore the Meicha now will be able to have his honey. So the feed of first child in the Gemara, Mesaris means you sterilize it, and the question is, how you do that? You do it indirectly with Chardal, because if not, it will be also to do. Rav Yechon Amar, you know what it means? It means something else completely. It does not mean to sterilize them. Which means that you don't take the first three swarms. The deal is that you take one swarm, and then the Meicha takes one swarm. You take one swarm, and the other. It's Lashon Sirus, Lashon Seirigin. It's Lashon of out of order. That's Lashon of Sirus. Like it says in the Gemara Megillah in Yishalmi, Karo Seirusan, which means you read the Megillah out of order, you skip something that's not Yaitza. But like upon him, that's what it means over here. Noitel Gimel Chilam Zog Tereshvamai De Dilug, Rishon Shlishi V'chamishi, he takes the first, third, and fifth, and the Meicha takes the rest. And what's the point? Because the first swarms are better. Therefore, we want to even it out that we shouldn't take all the best swarms. That's the way Rabbi Yechonan says. Maslita Tana, very similar. The Lekeach takes the first three swarms. After that, they take each other one. If there's more swarms being born, they each take the other one. This and the next one. You know, they keep on switching off. Either or, this guy, he takes one, he takes the other one, he takes the other one. That's what Mesaris means. So, feed a second shot, Mesaris does not mean sterilize them. It means how they split up and divide the swarms of bees. And the Rashbam says, we pass like this Mesnita. Because that's what's mashma, more than Rabbi Yechonam, because that's what's mashma. Because the Mishnah's mashma, you take three and then Mesaris. It's mashma, that first Lekech takes all three. And then, afterwards, you do the Mesaris.